This is C-Red IT5 with a few announcements. Due to a pandemic in a quadrant far from Zix, the MaxFund drive has been postponed. More details about the drive are at the end of this episode. In times like this, when society must come together, or in this case separate, for a common cause, we are reminded how lucky we are to be part of a community-supportive operation like Maximum Fun. Mission to Zix will continue to put out episodes, edited and sound designed from our isolation bunkers, on the off chance that the absurd travails of a crew far away might comfort you during this trying time. Stay safe, stay fresh, we jucking love you.
It is a time of chaos. Without a ruler, the galaxy is paralyzed by lawlessness, unrest, and of course, the colossal All Wheat, which looks like a supernova hitting rock bottom. Now, Captain Dar and their intrepid crew must survive the looming threats, reunite a fractured galaxy, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Hey, Captain Dar.
What's going on?
Do you notice there are a lot of people on the ship that are not us?
I'm sorry?
They're in the waiting room.
Why is there a sign that says waiting room on the loading dock?
No, it's the waiting
room. Wait, I'm sorry. There are other people here? I've been so busy with all this paperwork. I haven't even had a chance to shower yet.
I don't know. I just thought that you'd probably be the person I've...
Now you get them for me.
I should be the person that would know.
Bargy, why are there people on the ship?
They're taking meetings. We're doing a bunch of generals.
Okay.
I'm in development now.
We got a general on board? Fallen! General on board!
Okay. Agent,
so... General swivel!
Why, that's not... Even if there were a general, that's not what you...
Well, they're generals.
No. A general in the entertainment biz lingo is when people without jobs come and pitch themselves to you, and then I, as a person in development, go, okay, wow, and then I never do anything about it.
Oh,
that's a general meeting.
Oh, okay, so there's no general involved?
No.
Well,
I mean, maybe they could be. That
so
would
the
be
person who doesn't have a job is
I mean,
a general?
If the general had a solid elevator pitch and a sweet log line.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Soinking, I'm ready for you. Soinking.
Okay, so here's the idea.
Yeah.
So it's a workplace dramedy.
Yeah.
But everybody's a blorp.
I've seen it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have some other stuff.
Okay.
So it's a courthouse dramedy.
Seen it.
All right.
Get some water. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Listen, Bargy, are these meetings going to be done pretty soon? I think we're going to need to get to the loading bay at some point.
Let's see. Number 5.
Oh, that's me.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Dempia Dillon.
Okay, you know I'm only taking this meeting because I know your father, right?
Oh, really? You know Papa?
Of course I know Papa.
Papa. He is so sick.
He's on the bridge.
Yeah, but Bargy, the loading dock is the waiting room. You could use the cargo hold for the meetings. We have to sort of do crew stuff out here.
Dar, thank you so much for doing the paperwork for me.
Oh, wait. I thought this was for us.
No,
this is for you?
You're helping me with...
These are all NDAs.
Oh. I didn't really understand any of it. This is my first time as captain, so I just figured, you know, paperwork is paperwork. And I've been filling it out for hours.
Yeah, darling. Normally, you're not going to have to do that much paperwork as captain.
Well, I mean, I never saw Plek doing any paperwork.
Yeah,
but...
so that's a good indication.
Well, I just thought that was because I was Plek.
No. Also, I wasn't the captain.
He wasn't the captain.
Captain Dar, I have an incoming transmission from temporary emergency emissarial negotiations missions operations manager, Nami Bundaloy.
All right, let's take that call.
Hi, Nermit.
Hey.
Nermit,
yeah.
Quick cue for you.
Sure.
How much paperwork am I supposed to be filling out as captain?
We haven't sent any.
Will you ever send any?
I mean, I think in the paper is the future, so I guess possibly, but we haven't. I guess it would only be in the future. No, probably none.
See
probably
soon.
Then.
Ah, she's not around.
You don't have a paintings or anything. You just yelled down the hallway.
Everything froze because there was like a power outage.
Oh no, Dermot.
Yeah.
You're cold blooded.
Anyway, Dermot, you had something to say?
I called, yeah.
We almost never call you.
It's ice cold here, guys. My brain is off.
Nermit, you gotta get that electricity back on, or you're gonna be real dumb.
Electric blanket or something.
Yeah.
You're a jucking idiot.
No. I'm gonna rub my head. Friction. Okay, I remember.
What a feather's coming out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Nermit, what's the mission?
Okay, the machinery's frozen over, but I'm gonna turn this crank, and we're gonna get some temporary power so I can charge this up and get you the mission. Okay.
Where did you get that?
The closet.
Oh, boy.
No, C-53, I feel bad that the power's off, but when he uses the crank,
it's generating heat for itself.
Yeah.
And power. That's a two-part.
I feel an idea.
Okay. Nermit, quick, while your brain still works, tell us the mission.
Got it. Okay. Crew, you need to go meet Prefect Intellius Quint Quinn, who is the head of basically a perfect happy society. Sisu Gundu needs to know how he achieved that.
Yeah.
And I'm sending you the coordinates now. And the reason...
I got him.
...is...
You better turn that crank again, Nermit.
I don't know.
We should send him a hat or something.
I've seen...
Mask and scarf could do it on here.
So ice.
Oh, boy.
So ice.
All right, Nermit. Put a coat on or something. We'll see you later.
Did you go down to the boiler room or something?
Huh?
Nermit, we'll see you later, all right?
You called me?
No, man.
No.
Okay, we're gonna get this. We're gonna thaw out. Go for it.
Can I just say something? I'm worried about Burm. No. Nerf.
Yeah, no. We are, too.
Yeah, it must be rough to have an idiot around, you know?
Hey, Jake.
Does anyone get the feeling we've been here before?
I don't know. Yeah. Are the coordinates familiar to you?
I mean, it looks familiar, but these coordinates don't match anything in my database.
I feel like this odd throbbing sensation. This feels so familiar.
Well, I've never been here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Sank District, the most peaceful place in the universe.
Okay, wait.
What?
That sounds great.
Wow, guys.
Is this the same Zank district?
I mean, C-53, you're the one with all of the knowledge about this.
Wait, what's the Zank district?
The Zank district.
Yeah, I don't know if you're old enough for this conversation.
Yeah, this is...
What? No, tell me!
AJ.
No, I want to know!
I want to know, but this is...
Hey, you want to volunteer?
What?
What?
Wait, what?
We got wayward youth who need guidance.
Is that a euphemism for
what are we gonna do with these youth?
Well, if you know things and sort of have a life experience that could help them get on the right track, you know what I'm saying?
Mentorship,
right? Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Wait, what was the Zank district before? It seems like a pretty nice place right
Always
now.
Always been this, bye.
Hey, Plek?
Yeah.
Are you feeling that same, like, heated, throbbing sensation deep from within yourself?
Dar, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a former pervert who's now rehabilitized.
Definitely giving off that pervert energy.
Strong pervert.
I'm a former pervert, and I'm volunteering here today. I'm part of the committee to re-elect the prefect. That's right.
Okay. We're not really interested. I mean, I hope you
don't you want to meet the prefect?
We can meet the prefect.
Yes.
Follow all these other former perverts. We're forming a very stable line.
So all of you former perverts, all
we're
of you
creeps
are creeps
now.
We're all creeps. We used to be perverts, but now we're creeps.
Yeah, we're creeps now, buddy. You live the pervert stuff in the past.
You know what's under this trench coat? Clothes. Deal with it.
And a little button.
And a diploma.
Yeah, and a button.
Quinn.
Oh, yeah, it says I like ick.
Here you go.
rotten down?
Oh, you're such a sweet soul.
Your rations?
Let me kiss your forehead. We appreciate you so much.
It always feels so good delivering meals to the elderly and homeless elderly.
Intellius Quint Quinn IQQ.
IQQ?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I knew this moment would come, and I have been bracing for this. And I knew that if I had the power and the strength to call upon my rod, my scrimp, to call upon my rod, that I would be strong. Do not fail me. I do not strike you down in vengeance, but I embrace you as my own children. Come to me. Come to me. Yes. Embrace me. Embrace me, loading robot. Oh, embrace me. Not too much. Yeah. Hydraulics. Yeah. Hydraulics.
You can get a little rough.
And you too, ship.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
I'm
you.
I'm so glad to be part of this.
My rod and reel. Just reliving the searing trauma of being blasted out into the cold depths of space by those that I thought were my friends.
Can somebody recap real quick for me what's going on?
Who are you?
I'm AJ. I'm
do we know each other?
No, I don't think we do.
Yeah, I owe you money.
What?
Do you owe me money?
Maybe.
Let me tell you something about debt. It's gross, and it don't belong here in the Zank system. And we don't owe nothing to nobody.
AJ, IQQ stowed away aboard our ship with the intent to blast us with a sex gun, and we
with a what?
Had no choice but to...
Wait, with a what?
With a, it was a sex gun.
It's a funny story.
It is sort of a funny story.
When we look back and look at it, it's a funny story.
Oh, yeah.
We can all kind of laugh
at it. I'm actually feeling a little sick right now just remembering it. I can't, like, ugh.
It looks like you get the chills or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Just maybe it's the thought of having to face this shameful memory.
IQQ.
Listen, we are so sorry. It was really not. We never meant to,
We meant to.
We were working for the Federation Alliance. It was a very different time in our lives.
I wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, you cool. But let me tell you something. It is the rushing waters under the Cerulean Span. Do not worry.
That's
very kind.
Yes.
Just say we all had different jobs, and yes. IQQ, I am glad that you are happy and healthy and seem to have really turned things around for yourself.
Thank you. Because I had former sex robot turned chief of staff of prefect. You have documents to sign to get rid of crime.
I have many documents to sign to get rid of crime, and I'm going to do it. Now, these documents here, as you can see, everybody, are printed on old pornography. Yes. And repurposing.
Yeah, I mean, that's very nice for the environment.
Yes, we don't use those for pornography anymore. We use it to make the laws. Okay. And to help the people.
Sure.
And that's what we're all about.
That's really wonderful.
Why don't you join me in my pleasure gardens, and I will relate to you the story of my past, my present, my future perfect, and beyond. Come on into the pleasure gardens.
Whoa. We were here before.
Well, they're more pleasurous now than before.
Whoa, look at all this.
Yeah.
It's just so green and...
Very lush,
isn't it?
Wow.
So lush and fecund.
Whoa, it looks like there's a farm to table restaurant right over there.
Yes, well, it's actually table to farm. You take the table to the farm and you pick out what you want.
Sure.
You got your bleeblarps and your... You know it's in season. It's the cryons right now.
Pardon me.
Turn your life around.
Chicken this table. Okay. Sorry, guys. Take the table.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Table to farm. Much has changed in the Zank system. Now, it was a horrible event that I have since forgiven you for, Plaque, when you blasted me into the cold vacuum of space. And I had time to reflect as all my particles reversed and all of the moisture in my body was extracted and taken out. As I felt my lungs go through my throat.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That I would forgive you.
Oh.
Because
wait, so what was this guy before he was a prefect? He shot him in space, but what was he before?
AJ, relax.
I solicited...
I mean, AJ, we saw a lot of people into space back in the day.
Solicited flesh. I'm not proud of it. And
oh,
now,
so you were a space pimp.
That is a terrible word, yet on the money. But yes, that's what I was. As oh. was my father before me, as was his mother.
Wow. I didn't know that about you.
And now you reconsidered everything, and now you're a prefect of a district assistant?
I am, and I have y'all to thank for it. I would
but
have...
how did you survive in space?
How did I survive in space? I tilted my body to the right angle.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And re-entered the Zank system.
Are you free fell from space?
Nothing is free. It cost me. My body was crushed on impact.
Is that why you're mostly, like, you know, cybernetic?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I still forgive you. I have it in my heart, and I pray to Rod every day. Because to hold that mantle is not easy.
I totally get that.
Oh, pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy, but you know what else ain't easy? Politics in the modern age. And it's hard to have the public trust and to be a servant of the people, but I have instituted, and we now have 0% infant mortality rate.
Whoa,
we have 0% dog mortality rate. No,
whoa,
dog.
That's
cute.
But
at some point, right, though? Then we all volunteer. Everybody volunteers. So if you volunteer to be police, if you volunteer to not be police, if you volunteer to be, arrested by police, everybody is volunteering and the whole system works.
You've created almost a utopia here in the Zank District.
Yes, a utopia.
Coke donations, just
yep.
stuff them into the holes of this former glory wall.
Mm-hmm, right there.
Coke donations.
This is the glory wall.
Just be careful, yep. There's still some weird stuff in it. Just put the coat in gently.
There's a lot of mucosis, but you know what? Now instead of pee-pees being shoved through there, there's pee coats.
So true.
Wow.
Really makes you think.
Would y'all like a little tour of the Zank District?
Yeah, absolutely.
Prefect Intellius, we would like nothing more.
Then let me get my little tour bot out here.
Oh, you have a tour bot?
I have a tour bot.
Hi, I'm a tour bot.
Is this a repurposed?
This is a repurposed bot. The patch is a little wonky, but it works.
Okay.
Tour bot, please take them
off.
I've never seen a tour bot
make such strong eye contact.
Really drilling into you.
The Zank District has been created into a more vibrant and safe community by our prefect. Thank the prefect now.
Thank you.
Smart. Now, follow your tour bot. I myself have to go and prepare remarks to speak before my people. I'm giving a treatise on utopia.
Oh, well, that
sounds really nice. So,
okay.
Huh? Why is she quivering?
Yeah, we were sorry about that. I appreciate you telling us.
This is most uneasing. I don't like it. And reminds me of my old life.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Prefect Intellius.
Sorry about that. I'll get this under control. What is it? You're gone.
You gotta get it together here. Are you alright?
I'm actually feeling a lot better now.
Good.
As you can see here, these former sex dungeons are now libraries.
Not sort of a haven for perverts, as we've learned. Libraries.
Tell them about the strong internet connection.
The internet connection is so strong.
Wait, you've made libraries here with a strong internet connection?
Yeah.
That's unheard of. Excuse me, Tourbot, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah.
What happened between when you were a sex bot and now?
I decided to go for higher education, using the money I had as a jackbot to focus on my own self-development.
Oh, good for you.
I can now speak four languages.
droid that only speaks four languages?
I only used to know zero language.
Well, the language of love.
How many do you speak?
Me?
Oh.
Yeah.
He barely speaks one.
Thank
you.
Well, I also like to think I speak the language of the space.
As you can see outside, this used to be where all the animals exchanged genitalia.
I don't think we came here when we were here before.
I came here.
Really?
Years ago.
Separate from us.
Now they live in peaceful cohabitation. They're getting a table.
The animals?
We here have table to farm restaurants, where we give tables to farm animals, so they can sit down and study.
Okay. Oh, like desks.
Hey, that's something to write on.
As how's the tour going?
Oh,
how's the tour going?
I think you really transformed this place.
Thank you very much. It took almost three seasons, but we turned this mother around.
Wait, I didn't
like
tell
a
them.
Battleship.
I didn't tell them about all the statistics. Would you like me to do that?
Please inform them on the statistics. It's your very favorite thing to do.
There is 0% crime. Mm-hmm. There is 100% health care. Mm-hmm. Literacy rate is 200% because we can all now read twice.
Forwards and side to side reading.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Happiness level is at an all time high.
Ain't it so? With the pants on.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Maybe just let us handle this for now.
Can they go over there, please?
Yeah, Dar.
Captain Dar.
Are you trying to stabilize
it? Okay. All right.
If I may, her energy is very sexual.
I mean...
And very upsetting.
Yeah, that's true.
And now, speaking of upsetting and disturbing, I wonder why it is that you are here after all these many cycles.
We come with a mission of galactic unification.
Now, before you came with a mission and blasted me into the blackness...
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's a different kind of mission than that.
Okay.
Sisu Gundu has a plan to reunite the galaxy, and I think... What you've done here in the Zinc District is something that Sisu could learn from it and take to the rest of the galaxy.
These lessons.
Yes.
You believe that there could be a unified utopia.
I think so. I mean, seeing what you've done here...
Does she like my swimming bats? What I've done with the animals?
I don't know that she knows about them specifically, but I'm sure she'd be very, very impressed. Listen, IQQ... Just as you have put your past with us behind you, maybe the next step is to join forces with Sisu, and maybe we can not only reunite each other, but the whole galaxy.
I am touched.
Thank you.
In the right places.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Huh? Not in a sexual way.
No, yeah. What? No, of course.
For money.
Right. But no, I get what you're saying.
I cannot look at you as I make my decision, but join me on this veranda as I look out over the Palatine Hills.
Okay. Wow, what a beautiful view.
Isn't it something? Really, it goes down and then around there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My people.
Wow, look at all those people.
Let me address my people now to take what you have said and tell them what we'll be.
Yes,
I'm ready for my speech to give it to the people. Let me undo this long scroll formerly printed on pornographic papers. My people! Yes, it's me hearken unto my voice. I am about to address you. Not undress. Ha ha ha, those were the old days.
I understand.
We love wearing pants.
Yes, and you will kick that off. What we have done here has reverberated through the interlink We have created a utopia of sorts here in our zinc system.
The streets aren't sticky anymore.
The streets, you're goddamn right. We volunteer and we depend on one another, and that is the foundation of a good society, that we are responsible for the lives of others, that we are responsible for the well-being, as I am responsible for the public trust. That is what is within all of us. In the zinc system, there is no one that is below, no one above, no one on top, no bottom. Everybody is astride one another. We have gone through so much together. I being your solicitor in general. But no more. I am your comrade. Maybe I am, you know, first among equals, but I am your friend. I am here to shepherd you, and we have come so far. I have news, great news. Sisu says that she would like us to join with her and teach her the ways of the Zinc system. What we have here will be scaled and amplified till it reaches the farthest reaches.
Oh, I am Serena Jocklishy, now in the county.
I'm a fan of Jeers and I vote.
These are all good things. I have something to say in closing that will really bring this home. In Jintawa, there are two ways to say the word utopia. Jintawa, the world that we hope to be. In Jintawa, the world that can never be. But I tell you right now, we live in a world of ideals, and nothing can stop that.
Tara, I think I've managed it. There's something inside you that's vibrating.
Get out.
Just pardon my reach here. I'm just gonna...
What kind of gun is that?
The sex gun.
Tara, you had the sex gun inside of you.
Why did you
totally.
Do that?
Well, you know, obviously I was using it. Then the batteries died, and well, then I had to use something else, and then I was tired, and I just left it up there.
Yeah,
all
right. Listen, okay.
Is a sex gun like a butt gun, or?
No,
it's actually pretty different, I think.
Hey, Prefect, we found your butt gun.
Oh, what is that? I remember that.
Oh, no.
I remember
no.
that
Wait,
object.
Look away.
Give it to me.
Can't have it.
Do I want it?
Put straight in his hands.
The past is present. Am I equal to the challenge of throwing this away? No.
Until you throw it away.
God. If I do, I'll break it.
Yes, that's what I want you to do. Break it.
What? It's glowing.
It's glowing all the more. Red and ready to go. I cannot let this go.
Wow,
but
is anyone else getting super turned on?
No.
Okay. I mean, I'll just quietly think about this to myself then.
I cast it aside. I cast it away.
Still holding it.
Wow. I mean, this is the most arousing speech I have ever heard.
This moment, I sit at the dawn of a new day. My people have come so far. Our lessons to be learned throughout the galaxy about utopia. But pardon me, sis. Do you get? And that part wins! The power of sex!
Oh no!
Pleasure! Satisfaction! All the hard work is gonna get even harder.
No!
I put it on your face!
No!
Devil's action!
He's just shooting that sex gun indiscriminately into the crowd!
So, AJ, does that answer your question? Do you understand now the difference between a butt gun and a sex gun?
Hey, to the people in the back. Hey, yeah.
We're not creeps anymore. We're back to being perverts.
Now, to the people in the front. People in the side.
Oh, we used to be volunteer teachers. Now we're back to jock machines.
Must jerk.
Prefect, tell me, you had turned everything around.
Yeah, I had turned everything around, but you know what? Now we're gonna do it, doggy. I just took it from semi to automatic. Get some.
Oh no.
Literacy rates down. I know what else is coming down is them pants. Everybody report to the sex babies.
No, IQQ, think about what you're doing. You're going to undo everything you've done.
Oh, this cake has been baked. Sugar cane.
No.
I remember your name. It's all associative. It's all come back. Thank you so much. As I was hurtling through space, coming back here, I said to myself, should I forgive him for what he done?
I mean, to be fair, it was Bargy that ejected you.
Oh, all of your commands!
I mean, yes, a little bit.
Are you not the captain?
Actually, Dar is the captain.
Oh, well, I don't have time for this sometimes. I'm going to blow everybody away with this six gun.
That's right. Get some.
I'm shooting from the hip so it's more sexual-like.
Bargy!
Hold still so I can hit you, y'all. So jumping around like a flea on a hot brick.
You gotta get Bargy.
No, get behind me. There's no time. Get behind me.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, Jarvis
is absorbing
that sex real good.
Are you okay absorbing all this? Get back to
Bargy. Oh, I mean, that's how I ran the battery down the first time, so. Okay, hit me again, Daddy. Hit me here. Okay.
Definitely into this. Wow.
Oh, the armpit is an erogenous zone.
I've been saying it for years.
So can we get your endorsement for Sisu?
No, AJ, run.
Oh, yeah. I will endorse Sisu. Tell her to ready herself.
We're probably going to do that.
We'll do that.
No, relay the message.
Captain Dar, I gotta say...
Hold on, I need to finish this cigarillo first.
All right.
Captain Dar, that was some of the bravest...
Yeah, you really saved us out there.
...defensive a crew I've ever seen in all my time.
Yeah, you really just planted and took it. You saved us, Captain Dar.
Oh, yeah. And I'd save you again if I could.
I think we got it.
Calm down. Something crazy's about to be on television.
What
do you mean? I'm gonna say a development deal is in deal.
Okay.
Wait.
I don't know. There were no confirmations that... I emailed the producer. It bounced back, but I'm sure that they'll talk about it.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for a major galactic announcement.
Whoa, I didn't know. Okay.
It's IQQ!
Hearken unto my voice, all that are living. Know this. The Zinc system will be taking over very soon to fill the void that was left by the Emperor. And I'll be bringing my sex gun to a neighborhood and quadrant near you. You will no longer needlessly want for food, beverages, shelter of any kind, for you will be all on your backs pleasuring others, business folk and alike. Do not worry. The work will be over soon as many life forms quickly consummate. Join me. Join us all in the Zinc District. All will be Zinc. There is only the world that is Zinc and the world that will soon be Zinc. I'm IQQ and I approve this massage.
Oh, that wasn't what,
That wasn't what you were working on?
It's a great idea, though. Well, We'll go back to the papers to figure it out.
Captain Dara had an incoming transmission from Temporary Emergency Emissarial Negotiations Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bungaloy.
Oh, hey, Nermit.
Hey, Nermit. How's it going?
How's it going?
What? The Juck.
Funny you should put it that way.
Yeah, Juck is the name of the game. Is Sisu mad? Does her hair still smell good, or...?
Yes and yes.
Oh, yeah, I thought so.
This was about galactic unification.
Yeah.
And now there's another candidate vying for power?
Well, that is democracy, though.
The
one candidate is...
All we have to do is be better than them.
I think that Sisu offers a very attractive alternative to the world that IQQ emits.
Of course.
Right.
There's one great candidate and one sex maniac.
Okay, well, yeah.
This is a great idea.
What is?
Whatever's happening here. I'm into it. I don't have the money. I cannot actually make it into anything, but I like it.
Thanks,
everybody in the waiting room, please exit.
I think they're all...
Bargy, we're in space.
Oh, she's just opening the hatch.
Oh.
They all wearing the space suits. It's fine.
They took it. Seem like they're taking the helmets off.
Why? Why would they...
Oh, they're pitching as they're going. I see.
It's a gravity set when people are ejected into space.
Oh, they're taking off their helmets so they can pitch harder.
Yeah.
It's about a diverse group of young people in an urban setting.
Ugh, this biz is hard.
Yeah, tough industry.
T5, credits and attribution droid commencing outro protocol. Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Captain Dar was played by Ellie Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, the Chief of Staff, and the Torbot were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Teen Mom, Nermit Bundeloy, and the Vat of Jizz were played by Seth Lind. AJ was played by Winston Knoll. Prefect Intellius Quint Quinn was played by special guest Jordan Carlos. Jordan is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor in New York City. He has written for Divorce and First Wives Club, and has appeared on many television shows, including The Colbert Report, Broad City, and Black Mirror. He also co-hosts the podcast Adulting from WNYC Studios. Follow him on Twitter at Jordan Carlos. This episode was edited by Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by famous Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Crowd cheers and reactions to the sex gun were generously provided by our Season 4 kickoff live show audience, recorded at Robert Dockey Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Margerian Jade by Eric Boyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Six is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hi, it's Jesse, the founder of Max Fun, coming to you from the microphone at my home office where I am socially segregating. So, we promised you a Max Fun drive this week, but things haven't exactly gone how we expected. So, given the pandemic, we're going to postpone this year's drive. Events are still fluid, so we're hesitant to give you specifics about new dates. Right now, we have late April penciled into our calendars. We'll keep you posted about that. As it stands, a lot of our drive machinery was already cranked up. So, for one thing, you might hear a reference or two to the drive in our shows, which might have been recorded before we made this decision. And here is some good news. There's a bunch of great bonus content available for all of our Max Fun members. If you're a member and you missed the email with instructions on how to listen, check your spam folder or log in at MaximumFun.org/manage. Also at MaximumFun.org/manage, you can change your membership if your circumstances have changed. We know this is a tough time for a lot of people, and we understand. You can also go to MaximumFun.org/join at any time if you'd like to become a member. During the next couple weeks, what would have been the drive, we're going to do our best to be extra available to you. We've got some streaming events planned, some social media stuff. We know a lot of folks are isolated right now, and we want to help provide comfort in the best ways that we know how. You can follow us on social media, and we'll let you know what's up. During this tough time, I have been feeling really grateful for my community of colleagues here at Max Fun and for you, the folks who make our work possible, goofy as that work may sometimes be. Stay safe out there. We're thinking of you.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
You free fell from space?
Wow.
Nothing is free. It cost me. My body was crushed on impact.
That, is that why you're mostly like a
two-dimensional cyborg? Two-dimensional? That makes you laugh?
No, I'm sorry.
That's humorous to you?
Black.
I still forgive you.
Very rude.
You one-eyed man.